name is Kathleen Lillian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Diane M. Pratt, D-I-A-N-N-E, middle initial M, last name K-R-A-T-T. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 3B, I mean 3A. Chronic kidney disease stage 3A, this kidney has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 23 and a 1.0. From 1.0 and a GFR 58 from 58. There is no activity in the urinary sediment and no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine. Protein to creatinine ratio of 68 milligrams. Here she denies any urinary symptoms and is feeling great overall. Next line, hypomagnesemia with serum magnesium of 1.8. Continue with the magnesium supplementation daily. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.1. We emphasize the importance of maintaining a uric acid level of 6 or less to prevent uric acid crystallization, which can cause kidney stones, gouty arthritis, cardiovascular events or other complications, period. We recommended that she consumes a diet low in purine-rich foods and provided her with written information. She verbalizes understanding. Next line, hyperlipidemia with normal lipid panel with the exception of mild elevation of triglycerides. Here we emphasize the importance of a We emphasize the importance of low simple carbohydrates in the diet, as well as decreased intake of fat and cholesterol. Period. She is currently taking CoQ10 and omega-3 fatty acids. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.1. She is currently taking vitamin D, which is likely the cause of the hypercalcemia. We advise her to take 2,000 units instead of 5,000 units. Daily. Period. Next line, the patient has a history of hyperkalemia. Re-emphasize disregard that sentence. Next line, we advise her to monitor her intake of potassium rich food since her potassium is at 4.9, which is the higher end of normal, especially since she is currently taking losartan and a spironolactone. Period. We advise her to not take any potassium supplementation. And to report any cardiovascular symptoms or chest pain, period. Next line, DJD, that is both knee replacement on June 29th at Highland. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Continue to monitor. Next line, depression, which is under control with Here is a current SSRI, next slide. Arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 131 over 71. She is euvolemic, continue to monitor. Next line. Obesity with BMI of 37. She weighs 190 pounds and has gained 3 pounds since the last visit. We encourage her to increase her physical activity and to adopt a plant-based diet for continued weight loss. Period. This elevation in weight is likely due to the recent knee surgery and lack of movement, lack of activity. Next line. We will evaluate this case in 6 months for lab work and